TH. So we have a guy sitting there at home. I mean, I'm looking at the financial news here on Swedish television. The tariffs. Which basically seem to me to mean that one of the larger nations on the planet have decided to mind their own business and try and get their own domestic industry up on its feet again by reducing the inflow of imported goods. Now we have to take care of ourselves here and build up and become self-sufficient, that kind of thing. Now what happens then is a panic where in the stock market, which can go into full panic mode for anything, it seems, that disturbs the harmony of growing and making more money. So then a discussion going on here, I realize, on this Swedish television program the discussion is by and for people who have money invested in shares and funds and things. They are panicking. And I realized that, yes, this is where you have the financial upper classes or upper middle classes. They are making money. Money. And some people, I think, they spent decades, if not their entire lives, with careers, coming up there, having a higher salary and then investing in shares and then living even off that income. If you're really making it, then you're living off the income of your shares and they can still grow. And then you have your portfolio. That's your, well, your treasury box. That's where you keep your gold, your hard-earned gold. But the problem is now the value of that is going down quickly. And what shall I do? Shall I sell it or not? It's a terrible situation. So what this means practically, which they don't openly say, but which is there between the lines and underneath it. Hey, we're afraid maybe all this money will be gone for all of us. And if your portfolio is gone, well, that means your company that you work on will probably have problems too. Because it's corporate company problems that pull down that value of that portfolio. And generally it happens all over. They affect each other. So what if you don't have a job tomorrow? You know, and I think that this is the fear that is spreading now quietly so far in the minds of people, mainly those who are rich. I don't know, but I grew up in a family where we didn't do such things, didn't invest money in shares or this or that. We earned what we needed. We saved something on the bank or whatever. And you didn't gamble with your money, because this is what the stock market has turned into. Don't take loans, don't do all these things, just take care of yourself and have what you need and be satisfied, save something and just for future. And I think that many people in the countryside, especially here in Sweden, think like that still and are not so affected by these crazy ups and downs. So let's see, I don't know. In any way, I can recommend you to, as your financial advisor, to get off that game. Use your money for something wise. Invest them in the future. Build, you know, buy some land, build a house, whatever. That's probably the best thing to do with your money today.